Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Wonderful woman officially on her resume.
Wonderful woman. And across from me, Kelty Knight.
Hello.
Entertainment journalist. She's an okay woman.
I'm an okay woman.
And to my right is Jack Vanek, clothing designer and CEO of Jack Vanek Clothing.
What's up? I don't know what kind of woman I am today.
You're just a woman.
I'm just a woman.
Here's my question today. How many days a week do you shave your legs and your pits?
I do it. Well, I don't have to shave my pits anymore because laser hair removal.
Uh-huh.
I shave my legs every time I shower.
Every time you shower? Do you shower every day?
Yes.
Okay, so every day.
Every day. I can't stand having spiky legs, even with pants or leggings or anything.
Okay.
It drives me insane.
Kelty?
I mean, I am... There's a part of me that wants to stick my foot right up in the middle of this table and have you take a feel.
No.
I want to.
Come on, Becca. So this is like...
That's
You're
not bad. I can't see
That's really
Okay,
not bad.
So here's the truth. I was deep in the laser hair removal.
Yeah.
And there was a time in my life where I didn't have to do... pits or legs.
Mm-hmm. You got it on your legs?
Yeah. And it's amazing. And now it's still blotchy. But now that I'm taking all these hair vitamins like a crazy person, everything grows. Vag.
Damn.
It's all bad.
Damn.
How about you? Are you a
I would say like an I'm an every other day person, but my hair, my fingernails, like everything on me grows at like a super, super speed.
My nails do.
I have one nipple hair on my I've talked about this before.
Yes.
Okay. Just for those of you who are new to the lady gang, on my left breast, on my areola, I have one nipple hair that grows at an alarming rate. And sometimes I like forget to pluck it and I look down, and I swear to God, it's like 2 inches
Does
long.
Does Chris know about it?
I'm sure. I got to ask him, but like,
nibbles on
the
it.
Rest of my nipple hair, the rest of my nipple hairs grow like at a normal, like a nice light fuzz speed.
Is it a dark one?
It's
like one
black.
Dark?
It's
so weird.
So weird.
Well, you're Native American.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, wait, so you're Native Canadian.
Yeah.
All right.
It's my native vibes.
Now it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh no.
Who's up?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay, so I was interviewing Sienna Miller, who is
so beautiful. Pretty.
So pretty, is a super it girl, never looks bad.
She's it girl.
Is she still an it girl?
She'll always be an it girl.
Always be an
I
it.
Used to love her, but
she's
I kind of forgot that she existed.
She's not as famous anymore.
Doesn't
Did she
matter.
Date someone famous for a while and that's why she was
Didn't
super
you,
famous?
Did Jude Law.
Jude Law, yeah. She's still really famous and I will say she has the best undone I didn't try beauty of any celebrity
yes.
I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like it literally looks like she rolled out of bed and she's just like has this, but you know it's like the flat iron waves and the bronzer and like all of it, but she just looks like she's not trying at all.
Yes.
Like Alexa Chung on crack.
Yeah, she's like a beach babe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I was really excited that I was also feeling myself while I was interviewing her and I was like, yes, I've got this. I'm so cute too. Like I knew I was gonna see Sienna, so I didn't wear my like Target dress. I wore like a cute shop bop dress, you know. Anyway, so then I do the interview and I was like, nailed it. And I was like, it's so good to see you, girl. Like we're friends, you know? And then I go to the bathroom. So I get the hair extensions, the what are they called?
Bonded.
The bonded, but it's
the
great lengths.
Yeah.
Great lengths.
Yeah.
And so they have like a little protein bond and some people could say that if you don't brush them or take care of them properly, they look a little bit like little spaghettis.
Or are they dread?
Yeah, they're like little spaghettis. And so I'm always like, I have to make sure I brush my hair before an interview or else I'll have like a couple spaghettis. Well, one of my spaghettis had fallen out and it was just like 3 inches longer than the bottom of my hair. And I didn't realize it. So I'm interviewing Sienna Miller and there's just like one spaghetti hair extension on my sweater. And I thought I was so cool. And guess what? I'm not.
We're not.
That happened to me on a date once. That one fell out when a guy was like putting his fingers through my hair.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? How'd you handle it?
I was like, oops. And I like took it and put it in my pocket.
You're like, that's expensive. Let me have that.
Did I tell you guys about the time my toenail fell off on a date?
Nope. I don't want to hear it. That's so
I don't even know
gross.
Where I
okay.
go with
I'm going to save it. It will be another bad week of mine and I'll do a flashback bad week.
Cool.
It's a great story.
Flashback bad week is a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Okay. Here's my good week.
Okay.
I finally got an interior motion camera in my house a la Becca Tobin.
Yes,
Panic Room Becca Tobin.
Yeah.
And I can watch my husband when he doesn't know I'm watching him, and it is the best.
It's amazing.
So creepy.
So I have alerts on my phone.
He'll never be able to masturbate in private again.
Well, I don't have one in the bedroom, and I don't think he masturbates on our couch.
I'm sure he does.
So at first I was excited because every time my dog walks by the camera, it gives me an alert, and I can like check out Hobo, and I'm like, what are you doing, Hobo? Oh, you're just eating some water. So cute. But then I realized that, you know, Chris doesn't go to work till like 9, 9:30. So in the morning, I'm already like 3 hours into my day because I don't know if you guys know this, but I get up really early. And I can watch him like eat his breakfast. I can see what segment he's watching on the Today Show. Chris Knight, I see
him at all
times.
Don't
you dare bring your other girlfriend over to watch a movie on my couch when I'm out of town, boy, because I see you.
That's great. That's
anyway, I was really excited, and I felt like I'm so techie that I set up myself.
Wow.
Got the app and everything.
Sometimes I send Zach screenshots of my security camera when I'm watching him. And I'll text him and I'll watch
just
him.
Just to let you know if you're going to do anything sketchy.
I'll watch him open it up on his phone. Like, I'll see it all in real time. It's the best.
Such a creep.
And he'll look up at the camera and give me the bird.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Good, amazing.
How was your good week, bad week, Jack?
Okay, so my good week, I found a new favorite Instagram account.
Ooh.
Yes.
So
Kelty Knight. Mm-hmm. At Kelty Knight.
At Becca.
Mm, no. I'm not giving you any more followers. So it's actually one of the girls that's in our Lady Gang Facebook group. Her name is Jolie Jankowicz.
Last name.
Anyways,
I like her name.
Her boyfriend does these drawings. Well, his account is Celebs on Sandwiches, and they're watercolor paintings of different celebrities just sitting on sandwiches.
Wait, what?
Look at this.
It's Celebs on
Sandwiches. I want to be on a sandwich.
Well, can you do a Lady Gaga
sandwich?
Any,
like, so she posts Z-listers on here?
There are some like randoms that aren't really that
I love
A-list-y.
This.
They're so amazing. And she posted in the Lady Gang asking if he had or to give her recommendations for him to draw. And of course, everybody wanted him to draw.
Can he do a Lady Gang sandwich?
Can I see it? Can you flip that phone around?
And
please?
Also, can you do a Becca sandwich? I'll print this shit out.
He needs to do like three separate ones of us.
Yeah.
And then we can have it as like
and
a,
then like a foot
let me
long.
Find someone less famous than us to make sure we're like qualified
okay,
to
that's
be on.
Be hard. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure if we are.
It's tough.
Anyways, my favorite is George Costanza on like a.
Wait,
Just,
oh my god, this is so good.
It's amazing.
This is good. This George Costanza in his underwear.
I
love this.
Yeah,
Celebs on sandwiches.
Everybody follow this guy. He's amazing.
Okay.
Okay. So my bad week. So my bad week didn't even happen to me, but it's so bad that it's like my bad week by proxy.
Okay.
And this is a little story. So there's this girl, it's a friend of a friend, lives in New Jersey. Was on Tinder, matched with this guy. He was super great, lived in Manhattan, was a financial guy, whatever. They go on a date. They're on their first date. He's super handsome. They're having a good time. They're drinking. They're having dinner, whatever. Halfway through a date, girl starts to get a really bad stomach ache. So
she
goes to the bathroom and she's like, oh, shit.
I think explosive diarrhea.
Food poisoning.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it to the bathroom with this explosive diarrhea.
Nope.
Shirts in her pants a little bit. And she's in the bathroom like, holy shit, what do I do?
Holy shit.
Finally comes out of the bathroom and is like, she has to tell the guy.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I, you know, have food poisoning. I don't know what happened, blah, blah, blah. And he was so nice and was like, you know, you can shower at my apartment if you want to. It's super late. I don't want you to have to like get on public transportation with this like happening to you, whatever. She goes to his apartment to take a shower, comes out of the shower. The guy has her poopy underwear on his head and is smearing her shit
this is an urban legend.
His face. No, it's not. It just happened. And it happened
I
to
need
like
her
a
to
friend
call
of
us.
A friend of
What's
mine.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Call us.
Is this real?
Apparently, this is a real story. And
holy.
And she called 911. The police come and they're like, this is the third time that somebody's complained about this.
So he poisoned her.
He poisoned. he like. He laxative poisoned her.
Laxative
Can
poisoning.
I have to come to my house sometimes.
I need a colonic.
Wait. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Did he go to jail? What's the deal?
I don't know.
Becca, what's your good week, bad week?
My good week is that I had my teeth whitened.
Cool.
You're so basic. They do look amazing.
Aren't they like sparkly white?
I wrote Becca on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do I go?
Yeah. Amazing. Dr. Wahab in Beverly Hills.
I love that you guys do it as a couple.
Yeah, I know. Because like, you know, it's so fun. Just do everything together.
Do your teeth hurt?
No.
Are your teeth sensitive?
They're so sensitive.
So
when I do Crest White strips, I I literally cry when allegedly the wind hits my it works, but it hurts.
If you want to sponsor us, we love them.
Zoom whitening, it was amazing. I don't feel anything. Okay. But the bad week is that you can't for 24 hours have anything colored. So I had to.
Drinking coffee.
I'm 27 right now. Oh. I had to wake up this morning and go through my whole morning without coffee. Mm. I didn't realize how much I hated everyone.
Yeah.
I had to run a couple errands. I had to do a meeting this morning. I hated people that I actually have loved in the past.
So coffee is the only thing getting you through the day.
I'm so excited to have this right now. It's the greatest thing in my life.
Also, I've never craved food more than when I get my teeth whitened for that 24
hours.
Yes,
I had to eat white rice and chicken. Yeah. But I did get to eat mashed potatoes and chicken because I said, I can't
eat anything else.
Okay. What's coming up?
Well, we hope this guest today strikes the right chord with our listeners.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the lady gang.
If you place our next guest beside Justin Bieber on the internet, they kind of have the same bad boy stare and hair swoop. He plays the mandolin. His families all have weird names. He spent many years as one of the stars of Glee. He has a hair flip that would rival 1990s Leo DiCaprio. He's currently out in the world promoting his song Hold On, the remix, which is sitting nicely in the charts next to Katy Perry and a guy named Bruno Mars. You might have heard of him. Welcome to the Lady Gang, Cord Overstreet.
Welcome. How's it going, guys?
So I
love being compared to Emma Watson. By the way, with that Justin Bieber, like the Emma Watson Beauty and the Beast doll.
Yeah. What?
Did you guys not see this
I've seen it, yeah.
Wait, were you in on that?
No. They had the Emma Watson Beauty and the Beast, like Barbie or something, come out, and it was like a big thing that everybody said it looked like Justin Bieber.
It really did.
Oh, so now because of my comparison. Yeah. Here's the thing. There was a time that you had the Bieber haircut.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Bieber haircut is.
I think it might be what he has right now.
No, this is a Leo DiCaprio hair swoop, which is the new look.
That's not a swoop. That's a slicked back.
I just actually shaved the sides, and that's.
So you got the boy haircut.
Do you remember Leo? No.
I thought you said no. I already messed it up.
Do you guys remember Leo DiCaprio when he's walking up to Claire Danes and she's already dead and he's in the silver?
Is it a butt cut?
The flip? No, he has this haircut.
Okay, yes.
That's just because he pushed it back.
All right. So did Cord today before he came to the Lady Gang.
I just jumped into a cage of cats.
Okay. Sorry.
You did. Yeah.
Welcome.
Here's what's very interesting about you is you're starting on a new career now. You were always doing music, but then you sort of... You know, art
and
really.
Now I'm doing porn, and
that's, right.
That's the new career.
That's
switch.
What I'm actually here to promote. As
perfect. What's your movie called?
What is it?
All the Right Chords.
What is your...
No, it's called
One
Night with Cord and somebody else.
Amazing.
Clearly not great. I am actually used to be my thing was making up porn titles or celebrity porn names if I was to come up with them.
We are going
to
play with that.
You know
later.
This, Becca,
I do know this. There's a lot of weird hidden talents like, right there.
Like Glad He Ate Her.
We love a good word smudge. It's good. That's great.
Good. Okay, first of all, we're going to get into a lot of things about you, and we're going to talk about the music. But first, I want to talk about when I was researching your entire story. I didn't realize there was a time on Glee that you were like, "And I'm out," and then they were like, "Then you're back," and then you're out, and then like, so teach us how to negotiate our contracts like a court because you seem to work.
It wasn't really "I'm out" type of a thing, but I'm probably not going to mention anything in that world just because it might be a little too
much.
Yeah. Too touchy.
People pick it up. Okay. Yeah. I just thought it was amazing because I wish I had like the chutzpah to be like, you know what? I just want to focus on my acting, but like I'm not, you know what I mean? And like, then you come back.
We're too thirsty for that.
We're way too thirsty for that. Okay. Well, crossing that off. Negotiating Glee. How did you do it? All right.
There's no negotiation.
Okay. Second of all, why tell us the name of all your family members because this is amazing. So you're Cord. What's your middle name?
Paul.
Is Cord
a regular?
Isn't that your dad's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Julie.
Okay. So normally.
So Paul and Julie had to go crazy. Okay. And then.
And then there's Nash.
Yeah.
Summer. Harmony. Sky and Charity.
It's so hippie.
And Sky was supposed to be the limit, and then Charity happened.
Do they all have regular middle names like you, like Cord Paul?
Sky's is Julie. Harmony's is. We tease her about this because it's Lucretia.
What?
But it's like.
It's a beautiful name, Harmony. Don't let anyone tell
you
it's
not.
Wait,
that is so weird.
Yeah, it was.
Can you please spell that?
Is that a Harry Potter character?
I pronounce it Lucretia, but...
Is it LaCroix? Like an Isha on the end?
LaCroix is LaCroix,
by the
way.
It's kind of similar how you spell LaCroix, but... Okay. And then
where'd they
Nash
pick that
like
one up?
Names,
he's a family name.
Family name. I think it's like one of my great grandmothers.
Wow. Lucretia.
Lucretia.
It really does sound like a Harry Potter villain.
Don't mess with Lucretia. She will get you.
A porn star.
Oh, yeah. Lucretia. And so
you're. And then there's, you know, then I don't really remember what the rest of them's names are.
Do you know all your siblings' birthdays?
Yes,
no.
Of course.
Oh, see, I could not remember
like,
that.
How do you not, like...
I don't know.
There's just a lot
are
of
Are they
them.
Jealous that you're the most talented sibling?
Of course.
I don't think he's the most talented.
No, you know.
You're definitely the most talented.
I kind of just sit up there and, like, act like I know what I'm doing. My little sister, who's, like, 18.
Yeah.
I went back home for Christmas one year, and I think she was, like, 13 or 14 at the time, and she started singing, and I was like... Holy shit. Like,
yeah.
I was just like wowed by it. And it was just like, I kind of wished it was that effortless for me at that age.
Yeah.
But she's super talented. And
But you're the most famous, let's be real.
By talented, she meant famous.
Yeah. I guess
the most famous.
Still, Nash was coming for you for a minute. And then Hot Shell Ray.
She's really. Hot Shell Ray was pretty hot for a second.
Hot Shell Ray was hot.
I don't think we ever really compete. I mean,
you don't.
No.
I would.
Is there like a competition going on around like Hollywood that I'm unaware of?
It's sibling rivals. Yeah,
I feel like Liam and Chris Hemsworth, like one of you is Thor and
one
of you is not.
But they were supposed to root for like your friends and family and stuff, though.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Well,
like you think Derek Huff isn't a little salty that Julianne is the judge on Dancing with the Stars and he's still just a competitor?
I've never thought about it. I've never thought about that. Riveting.
I just feel like women in general are just a little more powerful than men, so it's kind of...
Oh, we like that.
You know what?
Hello.
Can say.
Thank you.
You can say.
We like you.
Okay, so what is... We have a series of regular questions we ask all of our guests. So first of all, what's your Hollywood heartbreak?
Like the job you didn't get that you thought was yours.
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, I really never thought a job was mine, and then when I got Glee, I was kind of shocked. But no, I don't know.
A movie.
I mean, there was like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't really kind of let that stuff get to me. I kind of just like forget about it as soon as I get done with the audition. But I mean, there was a couple things that I really wanted that, you know, obviously like Superman. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Ugh. Did you try out for Captain America?
No, I didn't. I was too young. I mean, I looked like I was 19 for like the last
Has there been
years.
Any of those big Marvel movies you were up for and you didn't get?
I actually wanted to do the... I went out for the Iron Fist Netflix thing, and I was
close
up for that. And then, you know, I wasn't ever really like super invested in any project that I didn't get. But, you know. There's always something.
There's always something to disappoint you in Hollywood Court, right?
Yeah, you know, expectations are the driving force of disappointment.
Ooh, mirror message.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
My next one was, what's your mirror message?
It's also relationship advice, too.
Okay. I'm putting that on my mirror.
Do you have an ish moment? When were you the most famous and felt that you were the ish?
Can I answer this?
Yes. Ooh, Becca, I like it.
Recently, I was watching Netflix in bed with my husband, and we were scrolling through, like, shows because we just couldn't figure out what to watch, and Glee came up. He's never watched it, ever, and because I just haven't let him because it's embarrassing.
No, it's not. You were
well,
so good.
I get embarrassed.
About me or...
You're embarrassing?
No. I thought you were saying, like, I've never watched it because you won't let me. And
like, you're like, whoa, this is weird.
I don't know. Go back.
Zach's never seen it because I was, like, too embarrassed to let him watch it because we did some ridiculous things on the show, as you remember.
I don't know. I'm pretty proud of my moment in my ABBA onesie.
Well, we clicked on an episode and I said 10 minutes tops, and it was the Lady Gaga episode, and you were in like, you were shirtless with glitter all over your body and like wings or something.
I honestly don't know how the glitter got there because it wasn't put on.
It was
you know what it was?
It wasn't put on you.
I know what it was. It was the moisturizer I used. I didn't know it had glitter in it.
Did they give you the moisturizer to use?
Yeah, or it was
in the sheen.
It was in the makeup trailer because I was a little ashy.
They're like, sure, you use this one for the Lady Gaga episode.
Yeah, they're like, no, I swear this doesn't have sparkles in
it. It's amazing.
Okay, so go on, sorry.
So that was your ish moment. I was like, wow, he's in like a silver underwear, shirtless in a swim cap, I think. Were you in a swim cap?
You know
I don't
what?
Know. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing was. It was like one of those things that football players wear under their helmets to keep their hair out of their face.
But what was your real ish moment?
I think my ish moment.
That's not going to do it for me. Me and Jack are disappointed by that. Thank you, Becca.
I was on IMDb for like a little bit when I first jumped on the show. That was probably my like.
You're the most searched person?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was another ranking system I'm disappointing myself in.
I'm too loaded.
Are you on IMDb?
Yes, of course.
You are?
Yeah, I'm like on 190,000 episodes of The Insider. Oh, yeah. They count every single one, six a week.
Do you get an alert when you're number one?
Yeah, how does that work?
Your team is just watching?
I think my agent was like,
you're number one.
Tommy's like, Cord, check the IMDb. You're number one. And I was like, okay.
That's kind of badass. Yeah. Of all the like actors
for
out
an
there.
Actor,
yeah, right? Yeah. That's like Brad Pitt is on IMDb.
It was like the first thing you do. It was like I didn't realize how big the show was until like you know, and then.
Did you screenshot it and then like put it on your Tinder?
I never did. I should have.
Damn.
Frame it.
It's such a disappointment.
Blow it up.
I could have gotten so many likes.
You could have got so many likes. That's something I would do.
You can still do it. I don't. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody would appreciate that.
No, nobody outside of like Hollywood even knows what IMDb is.
I think that the Lady Gaga photos would do better. That's all I'm saying.
On Tinder? Yeah, of course they would.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
I mean, they're pretty ridiculous photos.
Do you have a mirrored message? Do you have an inspirational mantra you follow?
My dad kind of always said to me, he was always like, show up. You never know what's going to happen. You never know, you know.
You is know, that why you're here?
That's why I'm here, guys.
Thank God.
I just showed up.
All over the street.
Thanks, Dad. Just kind of show up. You never really know who you're going to run into, who you're going to meet, you never know what the universe has in store for you. So, you know, whether it's going into a studio session or writing a song, like, he was telling me a story, like, one day he played, like, 36 holes of golf and didn't want to show up to work and was like, I'm just exhausted. And his writing partner was like, come on in, like, we'll write a song. And he's like, man, I don't think I can. Anyways, he convinced him to, and that's, like, the day he wrote Forever and Ever Amen, which was, like, his biggest country song. And so he was like, you know, always show up.
Wow. I like that.
Are you scared when you're songwriting that your dad's going to judge you?
No, he's not that type of guy.
Would you ever co-write with him?
I write with him all the time.
You do? Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
Is that
cute.
Weird? You're what like, Dad, I just had a bad breakup. Let's write about it.
No, but we don't really talk about that stuff when we go in to write. We kind of just start messing around with stuff. But he's usually like, he's one of those guys that's so talented that he'll just like sing something for the first time without, you know, like some people will be like, okay, this, and then what about this? And then they like, it takes him like 30 minutes to do something. He'll just like spit the verse and the chorus out. And you're like, he's so quick.
Damn,
it's kind
Paul.
Of hard to keep up with.
Really?
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's been doing it for 40 years.
What's your favorite song your dad's written?
I mean, there's a lot of songs that he did as an artist, but there's a lot of stuff that's like nobody's ever heard that he's. I think he's going to actually start putting stuff out just like one song a week on Spotify. Just
that's cool.
I love that. You should just do stuff that nobody's ever heard.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite song you've ever written?
If you come to the show at Hotel Cafe tonight, you can hear it. It's just a fun one to play. It's just one song. It's like an upbeat beat heartbreak song, but it's kind of folky and it's kind of like it's just fun to sing because it's. I don't know why. It's just one of my favorites.
What's it called?
Heartbreak Song.
Oh, it's just literally called Heartbreak Song.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't really know what to call it because it's like it's its own thing. It's kind of like, it almost has like a Van Morrison vibe to it.
What does it feel like when you're, you know, breaking into the music business, which is one of the hardest businesses to break into, and then you are on the charts with, you know, like I said in your intro, Katy Perry and Bebe Rexha and Bruno Mars, and, you know, enough people are listening to you that you're up on the Spotify chart. Like, that's pretty, it's incredible.
I mean, I've been super fortunate. You don't even want to really think about that because it's kind of intimidating to even think about.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, if people are like listening to your music, you just gotta like take that for a win and just like keep making music. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you could be the new John Mayer.
Because
we need, like, a hot guy writing songs. No, this is a no.
No, this is just a... Never mind.
It's a not.
No, I love John Mayer. John Mayer's...
But like someone needs to take that spot as like the crooner.
Isn't he still there?
Yeah. No, his last records have been brutal. No,
actually, that's true. I haven't heard a song of his.
His last records have been so bad. I saw him at the Hollywood Bowl and I was like, I don't understand why you're wearing like this Native American wrap and like no shoes.
I mean, he's one of the most talented like guitar players, singer, songwriters. Like, you know, he's
until you came along, Cord.
Hey, you know what? I'm not as good as him at guitar though. You know, I definitely love going to see John Mayer live. So
okay, well I don't. tell us about your single. What was it? Who wrote it with you? Did you write it yourself?
So I wrote it with my buddy Ian in Keggy in Nashville, who's actually the bass player in my brother's band. And
yes,
I was down there in Nashville. I was like, hey, you want to write? And we got together and started writing. And I started talking about kind of what was going on with me at the time. And I just recently kind of been through a rough breakup and. And then I'd also lost a couple people that were close to me, and so it was just kind of the perfect storm of emotions coming out at the time. But yeah, it was kind of just I went through a really weird. It was a really kind of crazy breakup at the time that kind of just narrated the story a lot itself. So it was.
Girls should we burn that. Her house down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we need protection?
No, she drove a car off a cliff, and then
oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god!
It's like damn corn. Take it to a sad
car
place.
Off a cliff. She's not with us anymore.
She's no longer with us. When she heard the song, yeah. She's gone.
Boy, no, she's somewhere. I don't know.
Okay, bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye, girl.
She's somewhere. I don't.
She's somewhere. I don't know. That's the ultimate. Like,
yep.
Whatever happened to that girl you used to date? She's somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Don't ask me so many questions.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why you're here, Cord. This is an interview.
No, we're being easy on you.
I know. Thank God.
Yeah. Becca, were you kind of scared?
You're lucky we're not going.
No, because I have so much ammunition just like ready to go.
Shoot right back.
You're like, let me bring up my Becca Tobin notes.
Oh gosh, let's talk about the one. Can we talk about the day you were in the cat suit?
What happened?
You looked amazing, is what happened.
It was like,
oh yeah.
I won't go into it. I'll let you tell
Becca
if you want
it.
To.
I was in a. This was when I was really
young,
new on the show.
I'm kidding. That's terrible.
I was probably a couple months into the show, and Melissa and I had to do a superhero duet, and they chose a
pre-Supergirl.
Yeah, pre-Supergirl. It's kind of weird. She was Supergirl. It's the backstory. They chose this latex head-to-toe bodysuit for me as Catwoman or whatever.
It's like one of those,
I've
S&M
seen it. It was
type.
From a sex store,
yeah.
Like straight-up sex store on Hollywood Boulevard.
The kids are watching this, by the way.
Yeah. And they had to lather my body with this powder substance so that it didn't stick on me, so that they could get it up my body. It was like a giant condom. So we're performing.
So the visual is just on point.
Wait, how do you pee?
You can't.
They don't have like a flap.
You have to take a little
a catheter
knife and just cut the
just
cut the crotch
put it
out.
Your just a straw.
It's like a catheter.
Yeah.
Don't drink water.
I don't remember peeing in it, which is weird. So
before you go on, like that's just got to be one of the funniest visuals. Just having to go to the bathroom and trying to get that outfit off.
It was like
that's like
it
my
was
personal health.
It was the worst. So we're in the middle of like doing it for the 45th time, and I think I like. Raised my arm up or something, and the whole thing just split down the side. They had to rush out and get another one.
They didn't have a backup.
No, they didn't have a backup. But then the other thing that was disgusting is that it was like I was sweating underneath it, but it was so tight that nothing could get out. So I would be dancing and I would be flinging like my arms and like sweat would be like spraying at the audience. It was disgusting.
You can figure out why the camera.
You're probably
was getting so wet.
Skinny the next day.
I know. That's
I don't
like
even
a body
remember.
Wrap.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's
yeah.
gross.
So I've been very devoted to a specific sheet linen brand company. I won't say who they are because I just started cheating and I think it's for permanent. It's our new sponsor, Brooklinen. They're amazing. The bedding is so luxury, but it's underpriced. These people started this company. It's a husband and wife team, and their philosophy is people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without the luxury price, and they really do stand behind that. I'm obsessed with these sheets. They're so soft. They're so pretty. They have fun patterns. They have plain. They have everything. I got like a very crisp white duvet cover and sheets to go on my bed. I really love it. I want you to try it. I couldn't be more passionate about Brooklinen. I am cheating on my original sheet vendor, and you are too if you just try it out. And we have a special offer for $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code LADYGANG at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code LADYGANG. $20 off, free shipping, and you have 60 days to try it out. And if you don't like it, you can send it back, but you're not gonna.
Cord, I heard you do impressions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something.
Probably overdone them now.
No, we have something. Well, Becca, take
I've
it
never
away.
Heard.
Okay,
them.
So Cord's hidden talent—it's not so hidden anymore—is that he does amazing impressions. And I asked some of our Glee friends, mm-hmm. Kevin and Telly.
Do you like Kevin and Telly on the show?
No.
Oh.
You're an asshole.
Okay.
I texted them today and I was like, I'm having trouble remembering Cord's best, like, top four impressions. They voted Matthew McConaughey, Christopher Walken, George Bush, and Mufasa. Would you agree? Do you want to swap any out before we continue?
Yes.
Because you're going to have to do them.
You're on the spot.
You could also add a Becca in if you want to do it.
You could also do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. That was I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I do like Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Goldblum.
That's a good one.
Started working on Trump. I mean, obviously, you do Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Obama's kind of spotty, but
yeah,
he gets the
job
done.
That's what Kevin said.
it's just because Kevin's like super into politics.
Well, let's start with Matthew McConaughey. So what you have to do, mm-hmm. is,
do I have to call somebody and do this?
As I wish. As Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, which version of Matthew McConaughey?
Whichever. The Lincoln?
Like the newer Matthew McConaughey or like old
Oscar winning Matthew McConaughey?
Does his voice change?
No,
I don't think so.
He's the same.
So you have to do what you imagine his personal mantra, mirror message, as Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
So you have to say it as Matthew McConaughey.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I like to write on the mirror, you're the best there ever was, you're the best there's ever going to be. Just keep living.
Just keep
10
living.
Out of 10.
So good. Okay.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Amazing. Okay. Right. Yeah.
I know, 10 out of 10. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need more.
Christopher Walken.
Yep.
Yes.
Is this what he writes on his mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even look at you because I'm nervous.
Gosh,
for you.
I'm gonna put my sunglasses on.
Okay, put your sunglasses on.
Okay. Oh, this is good.
Gosh, I can't even do this. I hope we can edit this like gap
yeah,
of time
we can.
Out.
Yeah, we can. We can edit it out. Do you need a rehearsal?
No, I just don't know what his. He's so kind of odd, and I don't
Should
know
we
what his.
Look up a Christopher Walken.
No, don't.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah, if I get it into my head, I'm gonna only be able to say
okay,
that.
Okay.
You know, I wake up in the morning, so look, you know, in the mirror, don't even know who I'm looking at. This guy's old. I feel so young. I feel like I might want soda.
I like that one better.
It's really good.
Coffee makes me crazy.
Coffee makes me crazy.
So, you know, drink a lot of coffee, do a movie. No, she's not just another notch on the belt.
Sorry.
No, pineapple. I like to eat it. Yeah.
I hate you.
Okay.
There you go.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
What would you give that one?
9 out of 10.
Okay.
9 out of 10. All right. Well, if I took this damn headset off.
No, you can take it off. You're doing amazing. No, it's a 10 out of 10.
Next,
don't take offense. Don't take offense.
Next is George Bush.
Yeah.
So George Bush is more like a character of George Bush, but I like.
Okay.
Okay.
Say this to Laura every night before we go to bed. I'm like, hey, Laura, hey, why don't you take a look at my penis? It's a silent E. It's short, but it's thin. You know what I'm talking about, Barney? Barney's my dog. We have these peanut butter tucks.
Does he really have a dog named Barney?
Yeah, I mean, he did.
He
does, dogs
yeah.
don't live that long, so.
Oh, probably not anymore.
That's the only time Lady Gang can ever become political.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
It was great.
Do you want to do instead
Becca.
What?
Becca.
What?
I want to do your impression.
Oh, Becca? Well, I mean, I can't really do women because
it's just
going to
sound like
low.
Any Valley Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not sound like
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying that was yeah. my Valley Girl impression.
Do you want to do Mufasa or Bill Clinton?
guest's
choice.
Do
I have a limit on these?
You can do
them both.
Do
them both. Okay.
Going. I just want to stress you out.
I'm not stressed out doing impressions. It's my favorite thing to do.
Well, then the world's your oyster, yeah, corn.
You can go for hours.
I love oysters.
All the ladies across the world are getting wet in their panties listening to you be Mufasa, so yeah, no pressure.
Mufasa's so random.
Mufasa's so sexual.
It's James Earl Jones, let's be honest. It's not, I don't just do like, it's Kevin.
Disney characters.
Kevin only watches Disney movies.
Do Simba.
You don't know the power of the dark side, do you, young Skywalker? You know, it's like.
That's good.
Like more, that's good.
Yeah.
But I want Mufasa.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
Then what is his mirror message?
Yeah,
you gotta do the mirror message.
I don't know.
What would it be?
Every morning when I wake up, look at myself and wonder why do I use contacts? I don't know. I'm guessing he's got glasses.
He probably does.
James Earl Jones? Yeah,
there you go.
And Bill Clinton.
You know, James Earl Jones didn't like speak until he was like 8 years old.
What?
Because it would come out like a grown man.
Because it was so weird for a little kid to be like,
that's weird.
Like a tiny baby.
Can I have another glass of milk?
Mama.
Mama.
He's like on the tip.
Like
and he's
it.
Just like, yum. And he's got like this
don't
big,
know the power
this
of the dark
so
side. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
And
Bill Clinton is the finale.
Mm-hmm. Make it good. Make it good.
Gosh, what Bill Clinton's mirror message would be?
Hey,
here's what I want to say to everybody. My mirror message. If you pull it out, they will come. I don't think you heard me.
Wow. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
That was a great finale.
When are you going to be on SNL?
Yeah, when are you going to be on
you
SNL?
You need to get on SNL.
I should.
Like, at least as a
guest segment.
Gosh, yeah. We were just like Quartz Corner or something.
Quartz Corner.
People just come in and listen. To, yeah.
And in that corner, you're drinking milk.
The Quartz Corner.
Like, definitely with a glass of milk.
Luring yeah, no, children.
I could do that, yeah.
Luring children.
I did a Jeff Goldblum, too, when we worked with him.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Do it.
Which is...
I love him.
He's so great.
You guys worked with him?
He was on Glee. He played Rachel's dad.
Oh.
Weird.
And he would get there, and I was reading this Broadway script with him at the time. And he was like, read all the characters except mine. And then he was kind of going on, and he'd be like, all right, you're playing it like you're thirsty. Play like you're thirsty. Oh, but now you want cotton candy. But dinosaurs.
No, he's a weird dude.
He's so weird.
I love him.
He's had so many drugs for sure. Like,
no.
Do you think? Yeah,
no,
really?
He's just like
he's just an odd individual.
He's eccentric.
Himself.
He's just.
Unique.
Awesome.
So unique. Well,
that was great.
I don't even know if we need
what's
to do Ask
up?
The Lady Game because we've clearly
Ask
figured
Lady
out.
Ask the Lady Game?
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to now okay, help us. Our girls have questions and you're going to help them answer them when we come back.
Don't we all?
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. And what if you had to do these in voices? The whole
no.
Answer.
Gosh,
do Oprah.
Hate my
do Oprah. Before we start off, Ask the Lady Gang if you guys want. What are you doing?
Do like a Seinfeld little intro
with
Oprah?
Oh, how did I not
Oprah?
Get that?
You did. How did you not get that?
Because I was talking and he was doing it underneath my talking.
So I like to talk under people.
I can have a theme song. If you guys want 30% off of jackvanek.com, use code ladies first. Was that my code?
What did you say?
It's your code, Jack.
I don't remember.
Jack has a clothing line. She
I heard
is
that.
Giving you a discount.
I heard that wrong.
Did you
using
bring
the
cord
code?
Anything today? Did I what?
Did you bring cord anything?
Oh yeah, I brought you a mug.
This is from her line.
Where'd it go?
What does it say?
Is there alcohol in it?
Of memory when I can sleep in.
In memory of when I can sleep in.
I feel like Cord probably still sleeps in, gotta be honest.
I actually have insomnia and I don't really sleep that much.
For real?
Yeah.
See, there you go, I knew it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't either.
Let's answer some questions.
Okay, first question comes from Megan. Megan says, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 4 years, two of which have been long distance.
Dump him.
We met in college after graduation and moved to different cities because of great job opportunities. I don't want to put all of my eggs in one basket by moving to a city for a boy, but I want our relationship to mature. But I know it can't unless we get rid of that distance. What should I do?
Personally, I don't believe in the if it ain't broke, fix it type thing. I think if it's broke, you can fix it. I think it's, you know, I think the distance only makes things more complicated, but I think there's excuses and reasons that people, it sounds like it's not working. I don't know.
I
don't know if it's not working.
I'm also coming from a different perspective.
But that's why we have you here.
Yeah.
So
you don't think it works?
The man's perspective.
Because you want to be having sex every night.
I mean, he's probably, I don't really, I don't know what kind of guy this is.
Boning other girls?
Boning other girls.
I mean, he could be, or he could be boning other dudes. You never know.
That's true. I think, Megan, I'm very proud of you. I like that you're independent, that you were like, ooh, this is a good opportunity for me. I'm going to leave you behind for a second. And then, you know, I like that you were thinking about not putting all your eggs in one basket. A nice independent woman. I appreciate it. I think if anyone's going to move, it's going to be him to move to you.
I also feel like with what she was saying, like, I feel like she's kind of a little bit making up her mind that she's not 100% invested in this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, saying things that are kind of validating why she's staying with him versus being like just getting it over with and just ripping the band-aid off.
I think with like any long distance relationship too, it's like if there's not any light at the end of the tunnel of you guys are going to be together at the end,
yep,
then it's kind of like, what the hell are you doing? But I think it also depends on what cities they're in.
And like what age,
they seem young.
I think they're young.
If it's like college, you know, it's like, man, like, they're... I mean, I wasn't ready to get married at like college or now.
Or you didn't go to college.
Exactly. But I'm saying at that age, I wasn't ready. I did community college online.
You did?
Part-time.
You're such a graduate.
No. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? High school beat my ass enough.
Becca, anything?
Yeah, I feel like if you're asking that and also saying the put all my eggs in one basket, I don't
is
know.
Is that a metaphor?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you put all your ovarian eggs.
Or is it really her eggs?
Or does she have these chicken eggs that she's just like moving from basket to basket?
I was just one at a time. Her baby eggs.
That's what I was thinking of too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like maybe you sort of know that you want to spread your wings if you're asking.
Spread your eggs. You're young. Spread
your seed, girl.
Spread your eggs.
A bunch of different.
Go drop your eggs off. Jack's doing it. She's loving it.
It's great. Being single's awesome.
Okay.
This is a really interesting question to have with a man on our podcast.
Okay, great.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm already giggling.
Comes from Paige. Paige says, my coworker keeps sleeping.
Do you want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Here
it is.
Question two.
Okay, wait. Paige. Okay. Hey, ladies.
I'm really hot.
Okay, so my coworker keeps leaving skid marks in the toilet and the occasional pubic hair on the toilet seat, and it's starting to make me angry. Oh, sorry. Starting to make me angry. Hell. I poop at work, too. But I always make sure everything goes down and is a clean before I exit the stall. Do I ask her to please make sure the toilet is clean before she exits, or do I just deal with it? She's kind of sensitive, but she's an adult, and she should know not to leave things... She should know to leave things clean for the next person. She's also the only other female coworker that I work with.
Oh.
So I know it's her.
Paige,
let me just say this. I did not know that women were so like men until right now. And you know
welcome.
What?
Welcome.
Thank you for dropping
it off at the school.
Dropping the delusion that, you know, women don't poop.
Yeah.
Now that I know that.
Do you need a minute?
I don't really know if you address this.
I feel like
it's a weird thing to talk about.
I feel like she's been doing it for this long already. I don't feel like people really like.
No, it's true. And how much pubic hair does someone have to always leave some behind?
That it's always shedding? That's a big bush.
Right. You know, you would think that if she's shedding that much, it would just, you know. Is there a female pattern baldness that
maybe
happens down there?
Maybe. I don't know.
I I was going to suggest leaving an anonymous note.
Except she didn't know
except
it's you.
Except for just
there's
her.
Just
maybe she's
them.
Trying to potty train her terrier.
You know what? I think being honest is the best because when Becca came to my office and there was...
Talking about the mirror message?
And there was a little...
Now I got to hear this.
Becca came to my...
We're on a call.
Oh,
like, on a call, the three of us. And it's important. What was it?
We're on a podcast.
We're on Caitlin's podcast.
Live, happening. And I get up and I'm like, I have to pee. I have to, like, run to her bathroom in her office. And I run in there. And there's just, like, a little rabbit turd floating at the surface.
You have a rabbit?
I think it was a Kelty turd.
But anyway, it was so surprising that it was just a single
turd.
Turd.
Tiny.
It was so gross.
That's disgusting.
But here's the thing.
I had a verbal.
You were very upfront with me.
I go, Kelty, you need to flush your fucking toilet. Yeah.
But
that's also her personality to say something, so yeah, it's not shocking. Right.
So if this
other woman hasn't said anything to this other woman,
I'm just saying,
at this
sometimes,
point,
she's not me.
If you get moving quickly through your life, you might not be taking notice of what you leave behind.
Every time.
Well, how do you not notice? When
I'm
you're
just
flushing?
Saying.
Well, you know what? Maybe she just doesn't have eyes in the back of her head and she just gets done with it and she doesn't want to look and she just goes. She's just out.
I don't know.
She's
Paige,
like, this is
I
gross.
Don't know what you should do, but I really appreciate you writing.
Paige, I love you.
Probably nothing.
I'll tell you what you should do.
What?
Find a new place to work.
Quit your job.
Great answer.
Quit your job.
Great answer.
Bye.
Become a vagabond. Okay.
Maybe you should invest in, like, a really nice toilet brush that just says, please use.
I was going to say, like, do you buy her, like, poopery and some, like, laser hair removal as, like, a present?
No. Poopery?
Poopery.
It's called poopery.
Oh.
You spray it into
the
toilet.
This is what girls really do.
This is what girls do.
So you don't know they
when
poop.
You're on
they
vacation together when there's nowhere to poop.
Yeah, God, it's the worst. You're
the
like,
worst.
Are you going to go to the gym or what?
You have to go down to the gym?
Well, no, like you
we
have to wait
time.
Until
there's a good time.
But
to
you
go
know
to the bathroom.
Where everyone is pooping in a hotel or every female?
At the pool.
In the lobby.
Uh-huh.
Because they run down
yep.
the pool.
You're like, I'm going to get a coffee.
Gosh.
You're like, I just need to go look in the library and return
there's
this
so
book.
Much going on in my head
so
right
much.
Now.
So much. We're so sorry.
No, it's
you,
awful
Paige.
To be on vacation. It is awful to be on vacation with your significant other.
We're going to our last question.
And you're like, do you want to have sex with me? Hold on, let me take a giant shit for a minute.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Because you
mean,
don't want to have...
You have sisters.
Sense.
They didn't talk about pooping.
I mean...
Cord.
I definitely...
Cord,
don't
we need to call Paul.
Didn't.
I mean, I don't think they ever mentioned it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to be so glad you came on our podcast when you listen to this back. Jack, what's the next question?
That's what she said.
Okay, last question comes from Abby. Abby says, I've been with my boyfriend for over 5 years, and since the very beginning, I've always been very lazy when it comes to shaving, / makeup, / lingerie, and all that jazz.
Ditto, girl.
He always says it doesn't matter to him. Are we just completely comfortable with each other, and should I just appreciate that, or is it that he doesn't want to put that pressure on me? I've always been very laid back, but should I make more of an effort for my man?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say, how hot does she look without makeup? You know, because sometimes, you know.
You want some.
Sometimes girls look just as good without makeup that,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, why would you cover it up?
But sometimes not.
Sometimes not. So that's a visual question. And I can't really answer that.
So send a picture over
if
to
you're
us.
With-
so text me a picture.
I actually love this answer because you know what's so annoying is when most guys answer this question, they're like, I love a natural, like I hate all that
right.
makeup. But we're not taking into consideration that it could be a fugly woman.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes there's women that like
amazing
have some
body.
Sort of magic tricks. I'm like, man, this girl looks really good. And then like the next day you see her.
Oh, definitely.
And that not the next day, but you know, like
the next morning.
Next morning.
The next no. Sometimes at like 4 a.m. that night.
And you're like, and where did your eyebrows go?
You actually like turn on a light.
No, but
like,
you like
shit.
You know, you'll see him like start pulling out like crazy like eyelashes and like one of those like magician's scarves out of their ears and stuff, and you're like, where are you from? And then there's, you know, the girls that don't need anything, and you know,
like
I don't
us.
Think anybody really
yeah,
needs
like
anything. I think it's
yeah.
just
sometimes. What do you think about a vag?
I think it's a great place to hide your weed.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you're with someone for a long time, do you care how they keep it?
Like trimmed?
Yeah. Like, do you
shaved.
Care? Do you need a fresh wax every time you
look
at
that's
it?
That's really not my body part. So, I, you know, yeah. I would hate it if somebody was like, you know.
Oh, oh, I like that about you.
Yeah, but there has to be like a preference. Yeah. Like if I grew a full bush.
Yeah, I mean,
Zach
I obviously want as much hair as possible because, you know, then
you
can hide your weed in there.
Down there.
You know?
Okay.
What's the
you're
biggest, really just trying to find
what's
where
the biggest
hide
bush
weed?
You've ever seen?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
4 feet.
Have you seen
straight?
Like, she's just covered.
Ever, have you ever taken a girl home and
gotten lost.
Gotten lost.
Oh, yeah. One time my GPS went out on the way home. And...
How do you go down on a girl with a huge bush?
You don't.
I don't think you do.
You start
bushwhacking. You're like, where am I?
Let me just get the comb.
You know, this is like, I've never even really thought about this. I didn't really think that, you know, this. Do girls think about this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so here.
I will say this. We get a lot of questions, but we've already answered it one about, like, what should I look like? Down there.
Yeah, but like to each his own. But do a lot of girls have bushes? I don't know.
I mean,
seen a lot of vaginas.
Here's the thing. Ask your guy, be like, hey, look, here's the thing. Is I don't really care either way. If you don't care either way. If you do care, just keep it how you want. But be like, hey, I don't care either way. What do you like just so we're clear when we go into this thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just be upfront and don't worry and get
here's some scissors. Chop it into the shape you prefer.
I mean, honestly, it's
a good sheep
it's the guy's preference because I'm guessing the girl really doesn't care. I mean, if it's the winner, maybe.
I don't think that I could ever be with someone who preferred like a bush.
Me neither.
Well, I mean, it's not the 70s can't. Anymore.
Right. But some guys are into that.
Older
some
men are
girls
into
are into
that,
the
usually.
Bush. Because it keeps the smell. That's the truth. The pheromones.
And like pheromones.
Whatever.
The pharaohs. You know, the pharaohs. Feral cats? Whatever.
No, it does keep the smell.
We're not answering Abby's question right now.
Okay, sorry. Can we ask the question again?
Okay, so she's been with her boyfriend 5.5 years.
She just doesn't put any effort into any of her
Here's the thing.
Why doesn't she just shave it one day and see what his reaction is?
I don't know if she has like a bush. I just think she's like lazy about
everything.
With makeup, I feel you.
Putting on lingerie. She doesn't like do... Like,
but I think it's important.
Sexy.
Okay, my thing on the lingerie thing is... You know, most men
don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I mean, here's the thing: they're just gonna take it off as quick as possible.
Yeah, but
it's a nice present, though.
Yeah, it's like
it's like a
novelty. Show. It's a tease. It's like if you're gonna get a strip show with it, sure.
Yeah,
I have mixed feelings about just saying a broad sentence of girls doing strip shows.
I don't know. I'm just trying to give advice from what I think. I don't know.
See, for me,
I've never even heard these questions before.
Are you shocked right now?
I'm so shocked.
You don't have sisters. I don't. This is all like a sham.
Yeah,
you should have heard these things.
What did Destiny think about this?
Charity.
Charity.
Oh my gosh, she's so
what's
shocked.
What's the girl's name? What's the middle name? Lucretia.
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 Amazing.
Right.
Lucretia. Lucretia. But
Lucretia.
Beautiful. I feel like
let's not bring Lucretia into this.
To answer your question, we've really gone off topic here.
We're off the rails.
I think we're off the rails.
I feel like if it's 5 years, like it's working. Just
if
keep,
you're still
keep
having
going.
Sex with him 5 years into a relationship, good for you.
And
he's probably so happy.
If they're always like that,
every once
like
in a while,
it.
You should put some effort in. Like I'm not saying you should always look perfect, but I think that there are men out there who don't want to hurt their significant other's feelings, so they don't say anything.
Yeah.
But I think you'd be surprised if one day you actually put that razor to your leg.
She doesn't shave her legs?
She said she's
I think,
see, now that could be a dangerous hazard. Like, I mean, that could hurt.
Once it gets past a certain point.
When they get soft again.
Oh, yeah, once it gets, like, to the hippie leg.
It's flowing.
Like, it's, okay.
But the spiky leg is, that's
aggressive.
Spiky
so
leg,
just,
yeah.
I think just do a little experiment and see if he notices and see if he likes it. And then you can, like, step it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you start taking care of yourself and he seems excited, then.
Yeah, then
continue on.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
And it's just a little bit of effort.
It's just not even that much.
Put, like, 10% in, and 10%. If he's into it, then you're like, cool.
It's perfect.
Done.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, you know, if you want to get in the sexy mood or your heart broken, you can head on over to Spotify or iTunes and pick up Cord's new single, Hold On.
I was like, where is this going?
I know. I was like,
no, that's a segue, guys. It's called a segue.
Thank you so much. Yes. And I'm going to start putting some serious sex music out there. So.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Sex music.
Is it coming?
I'm collaborating with Barry White's nephew's best friend's cousin. And we're going to really hit it hard.
Between you and Becca Cord, who has the most Instagram followers?
Probably Cord.
I don't really know how many
you don't?
Followers.
Becca has 700,000.
Oh, I do.
Shut up.
Do you
still do June Moss?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, kind of. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Anyway,
I lost
this
my snapback. By the way, I need that snapback.
I have like 45. You can have all of them. I'm actually going to come to the hotel cafe tonight and just sell it.
You should be like, pick up merch.
Ooh, I like that hustling. Amazing. Side hustle.
So, what is your Instagram cord? I'm trying to wrap up the show.
It's cord over. Chordover.
Yeah.
Does somebody have your full name?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. It was like right when I got on the show. I didn't have an Instagram, I guess. And somebody snatched it up.
Okay. Well, go buy the music. Go listen to the tunes and stay tuned for more music this summer.
Yeah, more music's coming.
Great.
Is there any really crazy questions that you guys were really scared to ask that you guys haven't asked yet?
No, this is it.
He's in.
Ooh, you're in. You're drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, I'm just curious.
Is there anything you want to answer?
Probably not.
No. I think the skid marks is really our topic today.
You haven't had a girl leave skid marks in your toilet?
I've never had a girl brave enough to take a shit at my house, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true. What you think.
Yeah.
At least when they're going back, I gotta go take a nap.
There are poops.
I got
so many girls with shit at your
so
house.
So many poops.
All the girls.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just in Glenn's toilet.
On mine's
in my bedroom, so.
Your toilet?
They do it when they take a shower.
I have hives. Can we wrap this up?
Yes.
Thank you. Everyone, thank you so much, Cord, for being on The Lady Gang.
Yes,
I'm like, really?
Guys.
What are we doing here? Please follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Hit us up on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast and leave us a nice 5-star review because, duh, this is like quality programming. Follow us individually on Instagram at Jack Vanek, at Becca, at Kelty Knight, and at Cord Over. So happy you're here, and we will see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.